Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here,
brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask in the grief.
Sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of freedom.
will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Elijah Muhammad enough that if you attack him, I would kill you. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I'm not a killer. But neither are you. But if somebody attack what you love, each one of you in here would become a killer instantaneously. Am I lying? Mother, let somebody look like they're attacking your child. Here's a woman who fought a bear because the bear snapped her baby. And she ran the bear down screaming until the bear dropped her baby. Love casts out fear. We don't give a damn about no white man law when you attack what we love. And frankly, it ain't none of your business. What have you got to say about it? Did you teach Malcolm? Did you make Malcolm? Did you clean up Malcolm? Did you put Malcolm out before the world? Was Malcolm your traitor or was he ours? And if we dealt with him like a nation deals with a traitor, what the hell business is it of yours? Shut your mouth and stay out of it. Because in the future, we're going to become a nation. And the nation got to be able to deal with traitors and cutthroats and turncoats. The white man deals with his. The Jews deal with theirs. Salman Rushdie wrote a nasty thing about the prophet, and Imam Khomeini put out a death thing on him, and it stands today.
And we are on live. It's Tuesday, people. It's Tuesday. It is Tuesday. I was on a little vacation last week, so pardon me if my boy near here, boy, did you miss me? Oh, it feels so good to be back. Oh, we fresh off the Million Man Forest, the Million Man March. Oh, we're going to get to that clip a little later, and I'm not here for that, but we're going to deal with that clip in a little bit. First of all, it just feels good to be back. I know it's only been a week, and they said, "Nothing, something, you ain't been gone that long. You are like, you've been gone too much." But, you know, I miss what I do. I love what I do. You know, I love to come and give my messages. I love the people that say, listen to his show. You know, the ones that shout out. Shout out to my boy Optimistic. Who's a very, very, very good artist. You know, a very good artist. And he slides with some of the stuff over, and we'll play a little his stuff. So, shout out to my boy for, just spreading the word on my show. You know, shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Anonymous to their message to humanity. And definitely not least, shout out to all my brothers and sisters, my comrades, my partners, the Black Panthers for Justice. Not the old new Black Panthers. We don't roll like that. Our Black Panthers for Justice. They very handsome, good-looking national spokesmen. Got a shout out to our Minister of Information. Got a shout out to each and every person that play a role. Our great, great, great chairman, Brother Ishmael Shabazz, who is still fighting his legal woes, the devil's trying to put his foot on his neck. So we can definitely rally around that, brother. Send Brother Ishmael some love and, you know, show him, tell him, because we need people like that that continue to fight in the community, that continues to fight, you know, the small-town brother who really not getting a lot of love. So I always want to say shout-out and much love and respect to Brother Ishmael Shabazz for giving me an opportunity and saying, we're going to make you the national spokesman. Oh, and why I love the Black Council Justice, I'm just going to tell you why. Because we follow the original 10-point platform of the original Black Panther, Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, and Google the rest and find out and do your history. What we asking and what we want, we want freedom. We want the power to determine the destiny of our black and oppressed community. We want full employment for our people. We want an end to the robbery by the capitalists of our black and oppressed community. We want decent housing, fit for shelter of human beings. We want decent education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true role in history and our role in present-day society. We want completely free health care for all black and oppressed people. We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people and other people of all oppressed people inside the United States. We want an end. We want an immediate end to wars of aggression. We want freedom for all black and oppressed people now held in U.S., federal, state, county, city, military prisons and jails. We want trial by a jury of our peers for all persons charged with so-called crimes under the laws of this country. And last but not least, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, peace, and people's community control of modern technology. And that's why I love my Black Panther Justice. So shout out to our chairman and shout out to everybody else that plays a role. All my comrades, if I didn't say your name, I don't forget you. I just don't want to put your name out there like that. Oh, it feels so good loving somebody. Don't you start that stuff now, but we ain't going to hear you sing. Oh, I feel great. It is a blessing to be alive. It is a blessing to be here. It is a blessing to be able to speak. It is a blessing to be able to read. You know, for so long we get down, you know, by the things that go on in our everyday life. But just for an hour and 30 minutes, when I turn on this microphone, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Anybody say it, Pastor? Oh, I love this. But definitely, we want to thank the Most High. No, I want to thank him, you know, because without, you know, giving me the knowledge, the strength, the wisdom, you know, just the boldness and the gumption to, you know, do a lot of this stuff and say a lot of this stuff I say. I know it's not going to be a popular show. I know a lot of stuff I say about any black leader. That didn't have to be Louis Farrakhan. Any other leader. That didn't have to be black. I know a lot of times a lot of stuff I say gets me unliked. But you don't be a truth seeker and a truth speaker and everybody like you. I'm not Raymond, so everybody don't love me. I'm more like Chris. Everybody may hate me. But that means I'm doing something right and I'm on my way. I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'm steady moving. So, you know, instead of us counting our worries and saying blessings, and if we can't see our blessings, we're not praying hard enough. So I just want to, you know, tell everybody that's listening, thank you, thank you, thank you for the love. Shout out to my dreaming Pisces. And if you don't know her by now, you should, because she speaks truth. She speaks truth just like me. And, you know, just support, you know. Now, this whole thing was saying support black businesses, boycott all this other stuff. So stroll on over on her Instagram page, Dreaming Pisces 80. And take a look at her inventory since we're so pro-black coming off of this movement. Take a look at her inventory, her beautiful bracelets, earrings, necklaces, what have you. And if you don't have it, she'll make it. Kennedy and the girl is good at what she does. She do. So definitely show her some love and send her a message and say, national spokesman sent me. Give him something free. I'm tired of sending you something. But definitely. And if not, you can hit her up on her website at Dream Bees by Sharon V. And just look at the inventory and you judge yourself. I guarantee you it's going to be something on that you like. You may not like it all, but you're going to like something. I bet you will like it all. But, as I like to say, beautifully crafted pieces for beautifully crafted people. Also, shout out to my boy Jay. Shout out to my boy Eddie Belafonte. Shout out to my boy Kazumba. Shout out to everybody who hits this show up and bring their own portion to the show. It's greatly appreciated. It's not just about me. I'm just the engine that make it go, you know, but we need these pieces. Shout out to my boy Jay, spiritual aspect. You know, shout out to everybody that call in and really give time because you could be somewhere else. You could be watching the BET Award. This is so silly, but no, dead serious. I'm going to get to the business, but just shout out to everybody. I really appreciate you. I really love everybody that supports me because I could get no call. You know, so the numbers that I do get, you know, I'm not looking for a mass amount of following, you know, and I'm going to get into a lot of stuff, but I'm just thankful for what I have right now. Because we got to start somewhere. Sometimes we want to start and we want to be large, but it takes years to build up to a craft. It takes years to build up for a foundation. So I'm just happy with where I am. With that being said, let's see where you want to go. Where you want to go? Oh, I have so much. Topic. Now what?
Well, what you mean, Master Fogel? Now what?
Now what? I mean, we are fresh now, and this is not going to be a bad session because I know people don't like it. And they say, oh, you, what are you going to do? You know, what's your else? Now what? Okay, they pine, they walk, they overcome. You know, they've gathered millions of black people, our people, in one place. Now what? Now, if anybody online or anybody that want to press that one button, if you don't, you should be calling 646-787-1787. What's that number again? 646-787-1787. And tell them you're on with the national spokesman for the Black Panthers for Justice. Not them crazy-ass new Black Panthers, but the Black Panthers for Justice. And tell them we're talking about or else what, you know, the whole that movement. And that's what my question I posed. And it doesn't even have to be about that. What did you get from it? It could be good. It could be bad. Everybody doesn't see what I see, which is why I played that clip. Now, if you missed it and you came in late, I played Did You Clean Malcolm? Was Malcolm your trader or was he ours? So what business was it if we Malcolm like you did with a trader?
Now, what you mean? Now, what you saying? Now, you heard Farrakhan say he ain't had nothing to do with that.
So why did he say we? Is the Negro French? Why did he say we? Is he delusional, like sports fan that say, oh, we going all the way this year, feeling like they're entitled? If I say, we did that, fam, or we put together a good dinner, I'm admitting now. Let me know if I'm wrong. Anybody that see it my way or anybody that opposed, hit that button and tell me. He said, we. If we dealt with him. And then if that ain't enough, take out 1975 when he said Malcolm deserved to die. So why you just want to leave him alone? That's what I get. They said, well, what are you doing in your community? He gathered 1 million people. What did you do besides speak his name and hate? Okay, I'm going to get you your love, Mike. Come on, let's talk about it. First of all, and no, this is not what this show going to be about because we got a lot of stuff to address, but I got to get this off my chest. That's why I'm the national spokesman. If you don't like it, then, hey, I like your number, but I don't have to see it, just like you don't have to hear my voice. So we got to get out of this man praising. We got to start acting like man is our savior, whether it's Barack Obama. When I talked about him, y'all say, why you hating on the president? Leave the president alone. Then you see he went to jail and talked to the people. We're so easily pleased. So what are you getting at, National Spokesman? Make your point. Do we understand the hypocrisy that comes from this. Yeah, I said hypocrisy. Do we understand the hypocrisy that comes from this? Because we talk about broken homes. We talk about fatherless families. And let's understand what his six daughters had to endure on that day of February 21st, 1965. That was 1965. What they got to do with now? Because Farrakhan's kids got to see him, you know, they got to spend time with their father. All of us pro-black and all of us Garveyites, all of us Malcolm followers that go to Malcolm X Day, do we understand why this brother died? Because he didn't turn his head when things were corrupt. So what you getting at? And I'm going to get to more stuff. We have to learn to unite ourselves. What I'm saying is, if you, and I'm going to break it down to you. Get you a pen and a pad and do your own research. Stop attacking me and saying I'm hating and running down a black leader. Get your pen and a pad and do your own research and see what you come up with. First name we're going to talk about is Clarence 2X Gill. Who is that? Well, and what do he have to do with it? Clarence 2X Gill. He was the captain of the Boston number 11 mosque. What that got to do with anything? Well, that was old Snickhead's mosque. That was his mosque. For anybody that's saying, well, why are you putting that out? Don't you know what you're doing? If you ain't going to speak truth, shut up. If you're going to be scared to halfway talk, be quiet. Because a brother lost his life. This brother's daughters were psychologically damaged. And then you hear a message like that of a man bragging and saying he deserved to die, but then 20 years later he's a great leader? Wake up, people. Or else what? He acted like he was going to talk about it and said, let the FBI open up the files. You opened up the files. Clarence 2X Gill. Check that name out. One more name. Alvin X. Walcott. W-A-L-C-O-T-T. Alvin Walcott. Who is that? That's his brother. What he got to do with it? Well, Brother Malcolm said, this was the brother that threw that firebomb through his house. See, the national spokesman know his stuff. He ain't just talking. He didn't just pick up a YouTube video and say, oh, I got a beef with this man. If we're going to love our history and we're going to rep Malcolm and speak these names, understand why. Understand that. And last one, I'm not going to give you all the names because you got to put the pieces together yourself. Leon Amir, A-M-E-E-R, or Leon 4X. Now put these names together and come back and tell me what you come with, because it's an unfair battle if everybody attacking me and saying I'm hating and they haven't read. We always want to study the current people, but sometimes you got to take a step in the past and listen to what came out of that brother's mouth. Listen to what came out of that brother's mouth. And he brought, and this is my take, and anybody that's mad, let me know. Anybody that's mad about what I'm saying, let me know. Where's your integrity? Is that okay? If your brother is gunned down and then you hear a person saying he deserved to die, how would you feel? We let these people get away with too much. We let Eddie Long get away doing what he did to those boys, breaking their spirit, man. And then say, oh, leave him alone, he's only man. We always want to, you know, pacify the black people and say, stop attacking your own kind. Oh, be quiet. Because our own kind is doing it. We've been so blinded by the enemy, we've forgotten who the enemy is. We've forgotten the enemy is in many colors. We've forgotten the enemy can take on any sex. So before we start deeming one color as the enemy, wake up and understand who the true enemy is. That's why I love that Lauryn Hill clip, and I talk about it so much, because she said when she woke up, she always thought it was about, get that enemy, or we're going to attack them. But we can't do nothing until we conquer the enemy within us, until we conquer our stubborn minds, until we conquer our minds of being caught up by man Oh, he gathered a million people. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo, cry me a river. He did this 20 years ago. Black people love to be a part of something just to say we were there. It ain't historical if it's been done. If Kobe scored 81 points again, it ain't historical. He already done that. Show me something you ain't done. Now, I'm not gonna keep speaking on this tonight. But every time I hear that clip, and they say, "Oh, that's a long time ago. Let that go." Well, leave the oppressor alone. Leave the white man alone. That was a long time ago what they did. We either gonna be fair or we ain't gonna do it at all. And anybody mad at me? Guess what? So. I don't have a following like that. No, I don't have a $1 million house. No, I don't have security guards to protect me. But I just have a purpose, and I don't know why the Most High woke me up and told me to do this. But we too afraid of our own damn shadow to talk truth. We too afraid, oh, he gonna kill you. So, not saying I want to die, but hey. We always talking about our people, but we will gun our own people down. Let's talk about the crime rate in Chicago. Did he mention that? I'm not beating up on it, but I'm trying to tell you to unchain your mind of something that's supposed to be historical. Unchain your mind from a man and become your own leader. Become your own teacher. Become your own example. We always waiting on somebody to lead us. Lead yourself. Teach the kids how to lead themselves. I'm just starting. No, I'm not a great organizer. I will keep it real. But I'm learning with help from brothers like Brother Ishmael. I'm learning. I never claim to be nothing, but it's things I don't like. Each time I watch that brother Malcolm's videos and I see the way he spoke it and the way he put it out there, he didn't give a darn. It's not copying, but it's learning how you do it. And I'm going to open up the lines in a minute. But what did you get from it? I mean, and don't let me, what I'm saying, sway none of y'all opinions. If you got something good out of it, tell me what you got out of it. Change my mind. It ain't going to have too much help. But share opinions with me. Also, oh, you just said it. Oh, you just threw a cocktail in that one. but we got, seriously, black people, stop being caught up in being such followers. We follow soul. God, we follow. Anything that look black, we on it. Oh, it's a leader. Let me. No, sometimes it's the own ones, and we experience that with a snitch in our own stuff. Even black as night. And tried to bring down organizations. So don't hand me all of this, all black people going to stick together. Because when this thing comes down, watch how they start to act like savages. We got to get prepared and stop waiting on man to help us. We got to get prepared and stop feeling sorry for ourselves. We got to get prepared and love your sister, your brother. And if I'm talking too harsh, let me know. But I'm not going to hold nothing back, or I might as well stop speaking. How can we listen to a clip like that and still not know? What did that brother Malcolm's daughters go through? What did his grandson go through? Do we understand the psychological effect that wiped their family out? And you brag on it? And we don't have a problem with it? And we were supposed to be revolutionaries and leaders and pro-black? We don't have a problem with that? But I'm just here. I can't stop none of those problems. But wake up and think and become your own follower. Now, that's my take on that. Oh, maybe I should have saved that for last, because that was the gusto. Now, this is totally funny. And that's the way you got to be able to switch gears now. This is funny. All of that said, I can find humor in something. Oh, you laughing. You just talked about that man in his part. Okay. Shout out to my boy Robert for tagging me at one of the most funniest quotes. Now, what did I see when I tagged on? I see I see a makeup set in Indian, Chinese, and African American. Now, these are Halloween costumes. Now, if you stroll on to the page, you may see it. There's an African American kit with black paint. There's an Indian makeup set with tribal colors. And there's a Chinese makeup kit with yellow paint. Now, this is funny. Now, what's the link between all three? It's all a white face on the cover, painted black. And it was funny. The person that was trying to defend him and say, oh, it's just Halloween paint. Now, also black people, by the way, we go back and we understand how it has been such an insult to be blackface. And they say, oh, it's just Halloween. Oh, it's just some paint. Okay, also the Chinese with the yellow paint was absolutely funny. And also the Indians, she goes on to say, well, there are plenty of tribal people. Where do you see tribal people now? I don't have a problem with Halloween. I don't think, you know, I don't celebrate holidays. But this is one of the things that causes identity crisis within people. We're always trying to dress up and be somebody else. Now, this white girl on this cover has a little afro on with black paint. Okay, well, what's wrong with that? Now, we're supposed to move on. Okay, the same white girl, I'm sure, or she has plenty of other white people. And this is not a shot at my white people. This is just funny because my boy Robert tagged me in this, and she has on this Indian tribal paint. Stroll on again, she has on a Chinese wig with yellow paint. I mean, at what point are they going to keep putting, just raising things out? That was just like when the Annie movie came out, and they had the little black girl in there with a Target hat, Annie, up promoting the movie with white Annie. I mean, and it's not making a mountain out of a molehill, but the whole conversation was just the insult of the black face. I mean, and I get the or else of boycotting, and everybody that's saying not to watch these BET Awards. Now, this is where it gets lighter. We can speak on many things. We don't have to just speak on everything I just spoke on. If you want to address it, then you do. But everybody that's saying, boycott the BET Awards because they didn't play the march. Well, how long? See, this is where it gets me. Okay, so we can boycott Black Friday. We can boycott Christmas. But what sense does it make if we're going to shop right back with them? What sense does it make to boycott BET tonight and watch the next awards or watch whatever show you like to watch, ladies, being Mary Jane, Martin, I know they throw Martin back on. We have to really show them no support. No support. We have to show them that we really mean, okay, so if we're going to boycott BET, What about Fox? I mean, I have listened to Family Guy, and they have said everything but nigger. I mean, they have made fun of black people. They put this stuff in our face. This is why I'm connecting the dots. They put racial stuff in our face, and we overlook it when Empire comes on. We forget all about our revolutionary roots when Empire. Oh, Cookie! Oh, we love that Lucius. You gotta say it, Lucius. Come on, people. Come on. How much ratings are they gonna get when the Super Bowl come on? So we starving one horse, but we feeding the other horse. Show them no love. Show them you mean business. Don't let them get none of your attention. Don't let them get none of your money. Don't let them get none of nothing. It's up to us. Now, if anybody received greatness out of that march, I'm proud of you. Tell me about it. Because the fact that we was able to come and nobody threw a trash can through a window, nobody did anything, that was a good look for that day. So we got to get away from the day. Oh, that was a historical day. But what about the rest of the 364? And I'm going to open up these lines. What about the other 364 days when we live like savages? I also, because I checked it out. He said, a man that disrespects a woman is not a man of God or a man that's hated by an enemy of God. Okay, so we can be righteous for that day, but the next day, will we be back to bitches and hoes and thoughts and, oh, you this and that? Or black women, will you be back to disrespecting the black man? We got to stop feeling good for the moment. They're not afraid of a day. They're afraid of a lifetime. They're afraid of us really getting it. So I'm going to open up this line and you tell me what you feel. Oh, well, will I go? Let's see. Caller, you are on the line. 5890. 5890. Okay, I guess they don't want to be. Oh, well, will I go? Tell me about this. Whatever you want to talk about. Oh, where will I go? Somebody hung up. Okay, well, we got a business team. Don't know what that's about. Okay, because I keep going. Carla, you are on the line.
Hey, Interior, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Oh, man. You got a gumbo full of spices in this show tonight, ain't you?
Oh, man, tell me about it. You tell me what you think, man.
First of all, I like the intro that you had coming in with the anonymous, the Unity and stuff like that, man. I love that. I need to hear that every morning to get me all caught up and exercise. Boy, that man had me hyped. You know what I mean?
So you ripped off your shirt and threw some baseball on and started doing push-ups. That's what that
means. Nah, I don't know all about that, but that's definitely like what they call it, inspire you to want to do something major, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really boosts your spirit or something. I don't know. It do something to me, though, you know what I mean? But I was just listening to, you know, I checked out the, well, you know I checked out the Farrakhan, when you spoke about Malcolm X and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But my question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Now, you had an organization. Now, you know Malcolm X was my man, too. You know what I'm saying? But if you had an organization and you would deal with someone that you thought that was your homie, you know, just like Ishmael went through his thing, you know, with the other cat, you know what I'm saying? But even though we don't want to believe in violence or, we know, however we handle a person, how would you feel if you was with a person that you put your trust in and you could find him, he could find you or whatnot, then he turned around and be something else? How would you deal with that situation if you consider him as being a traitor?
Okay, so we're speaking from which end? We're speaking from Elijah Muhammad's end or we're speaking from Malcolm's end?
We're speaking from Elijah Muhammad, but what I'm asking you is, if you had an organization
okay. Well, that's a good question too, bro. I look at it like this. Now, since we're talking about truth, because that's what we talk. We say we talk truth now. See,
right.
The truth don't need defending. The truth, people upset it. Truth don't care. So we're talking the truth, and it's my truth versus his truth, and I know I can back up everything I'm saying with my truth. Then doing it by him leaving my organization, let him go. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt of the man that I am, whatever I can say, I don't have to threat. I don't have to try to have somebody to wire a brother car, a killer brother car, to set him up. Because if I'm trying to set you up, I must know you're saying something right.
Uh-huh.
And that's just like we have to go back and look at other cult leaders like Warren Jeffers, Jim Jones, not balling Jim Jones, but did the same thing where they said, oh, well, I can do that. Oh, this in the Bible. Solomon had 700 wives. I'm this. I can sleep with these men and women. I can do this. You know, so a lot of times we get so caught up in the man and following the essence of the man till we forget our common sense of just right and wrong. So it's
right.
Like, you know, what exactly made him a traitor? Because he wouldn't go along with the program. So that was the thing, you know, if we look at a clip of his wife speaking, and she said, what did he do wrong? What made him a traitor?
By him knowing, so actually it's like what goes on in his family, they didn't want to air out their dirty laundry, and Malcolm was, by him knowing what it is that was going on in the organization, they felt like he was going to speak against what was going on in the organization, so they wanted to shut him up. In other words,
okay.
Let me
ask you a question, my brother.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. You attend a great organization.
Uh-huh.
Now, the person that's leading this organization telling you a lot of stuff. That's like me. I tell you, E, got to clean up your language, bro. E, you got to do this. You got to respect the women. You got to do this. Now, I'm your boy. If I come and you see Terrio ain't talking, I heard him F-bomb, MF, you know, he's talking to his mom in a kind of way. Would you continue to listen to me? Or if you knew that I was doing something unlawful or just unjust to young women, would you just turn your head and say no and allow me to mislead people? Or would you stand up and say something?
I would have to say something.
Exactly.
I would have to say something. So,
morality, bro.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, too, is, you know, Malcolm was a real dude, man. You know what I mean? He was very real. And he didn't sugarcoat anything. He always Elijah Muhammad, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the reason for them offering him is the either demonstrate their power or put fear in the organization that they had that type of power that if anybody goes against what we stand for and you airing out our dirty laundry, that just like Malcolm, you would be dealt with in that manner. You know what I'm saying? So I think it was like on all levels the reason for they offering him was to demonstrate their power and their authority against anything that in their organization when it comes to a traitor, you know what I'm saying? They feel like he was a traitor, so they feel like he was a traitor. Then this is the example that would happen to you if you go against what we got, you know, as far as our organization is concerned, you know what I'm saying? But how he put it out there, said, what is it to y'all to speak on anything about how we handle one of our own, you know what I'm saying? I felt like that was like totally out of line, because if it was like if didn't nobody knew about what he was talking about, then it would have been okay. But then you displaying what you have done to the public like that, and then it's on YouTube, then yeah, it is a problem. And then far as living in the day, like the Million Man March, what did you take from that situation? You know, it was historical, you know what I'm saying, within that day. But then, yes, we do supposed to live in the moment. Because tomorrow ain't promised, but you know what I'm saying? You got to take what you learn within that moment and then apply it to the next day. You feel what I'm saying? So how many people gonna apply what they have learned? They spent their own time and money to travel to go to the Million Man March. How are they going to apply what they have learned within that moment? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
See, but that's the thing, though. It's like keeping it going. Because anybody, you know, I can talk tough for a day, and I can give out, you know, school supplies for one day. But what will I do for the people the next day? Now, I'm not in a position where I have money every day. I'm on my way up. So a lot of this stuff I'm building. I'm not at that plateau and at that level yet. But to be able to do some on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, something, you know. So where you know what kind of irritates me when they say, oh, you're tearing down a black leader, but what was that clip we just heard? You know, and also, you know, and one more thing, you know, we have to understand the organized African American unity movement that was about to be opened up by Malcolm.
Uh-huh.
This brother, and they say living in the past, but I call it keeping a legacy alive.
Right.
Because nobody's talking about him no more. Nobody's checking out the clip. And I hope the people that's listening go back and listen to some of his brother's speeches so we can really hear how a man of integrity spoke.
Right.
You know, so that's my purpose of doing this. It's not to tear down a person. It's not to bomb on his little mark, because I'm not going to stop none of his money no matter what I say on this show.
It is exposing the truth.
We need to check these resumes. Like, we want to talk about checking these rapper resumes. We need to check these leaders' resumes and the things they have done in their past, like politicians.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate you, my guy.
Man, I appreciate you for giving me a chance to be able to speak on it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel you are just starting to get militant. You know what I'm saying? You're speaking from the heart. You know, you're speaking from the heart. You're speaking from emotion as well. It's speaking from what you have learned and what you discovered and researched. So, yeah, I appreciate you allowing me on your show, brother.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Much love to my boy, Eddie Belafonte. Much love to my boy, Eddie Belafonte. Much love to my boy, who?
Eddie Belafonte.
I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to be back, my people. But in the meantime, I want y'all to realize this, and no, Eddie, I'm not going to play the Virgo song, but this is one of the greatest Virgos ever, however. But I'm going to take a little quick little break, and now we'll be back, and I'm going to let MJ entertain you and tell you something he spoke on.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente. Michael,
That's the great Michael Jackson. They don't care about us. Who are they? Who are they? And I saw a video clip of Wesley Snipes. And Wesley Snipes sat down and talked about Michael Jackson. He talked about how brilliant Michael Jackson was. I mean, he was Virgo, first of all, so that puts you in the category alone of brilliant. But no, seriously. He wasn't what that media portrayed. He never touched those little kids. See, when they can't control you, they throw stuff on you. But he talked about Michael's conscious level. He talked about Michael's library of books that he read. He talked about the way his mind thought, and it came out in his music. They don't care about us. He talked about police brutality. He talked about healing the world. He talked about a lot of stuff of people, and a lot of us slandered his name. You know, we laughed, you know, we made fun of him. Just like we're doing Bill. We, you know, people tearing Bill Cosby up. You know, but the world lost a great person when they lost Michael Jackson. You know, and I suggest you check out his clip when he talked about when he was finally free from his record label and his record deal. And how he left with half of what Sony of their stuff. Well, we got to open up and understand who are they and why they don't care about us. What are they trying to hide from us? And it's not hidden. We just want to look for it. We want to turn the TV off long enough to read about it. Airstrikes going on. Do we know about that? We got to wake up, brothers and sisters. We got to wake up. Time is yesterday. The time is now. So shout out to Michael Jackson. But back to what we're talking about. I mean, and we didn't even stick on the, you know, because we get so, shout out to my boy E. He said, you know, you know, passion, and that's what it is. No hating behind what I do. Ain't no hating. I don't gain nothing from talking about this. But it's the love of a true leader. I've been taught more in that brother's death than some of these alive people. Even like Steve Coakley. Steve Coakley is another great one. I'm going to shout out to some of these sources that I learned from. Pick them up. Pick it up. Learn about it. Listen to Dick Gregory. Listen to John Henry Clark. If you think what I'm saying about Farrakhan, listen to John Henry Clark and what he say. That was the brother that was putting together the Pan-African movement with Malcolm. We got to understand why people died. We got to understand why Michael Jackson died. It wasn't no Conrad Murray and he just had a little mishap one night and had a little too much of that. We don't dig enough. We got to understand why Bobby Christina died. We don't dig enough. We don't ask questions. We take everything at face value, but call ourselves conscious. We believe anything that's told to us, but call ourselves teachers. I'm still learning, you know, so I'm nobody's leader, but I know my stuff when I'm talking about what I'm talking about. So, you know, if I have any members that's listening that didn't like what I said, debate me. Talk to me. And the only thing I'm going to ask you, I don't have a ton of years of book knowledge, but all I'm going to ask you is where is your sense of morality for us to listen at a brother being talked about like that who died in front of his kids? I'm not going to let it go. So if you think I'm going to stop talking about it, you're on the wrong show. Every chance I get a chance to remind you how slick and him Obama are, I am. But we ain't going to talk about that all the time.
Unless you want to.
But no, shout out. But if anybody got something good from it, let me know. Hit that 1-646-787-1787.
What'd you say, National Spokesman? 646-787-1787.
We're talking about now what? We also talking about this crazy post that I talked about the white girl, a little white child, a little Caucasian. And it was a ton of white people standing up for this saying, that's just foolish. You know, blackface is not cool. We got to understand we're a joke. You know, they make jokes of us. Stuff directly in our face, and we won't even address it because we're too afraid to talk. We've been made to say, oh, don't rock the boat. Oh, leave them alone. But I'm going to keep it rolling. I'm going to pick them up and leave them alone. Let man.
You better shut up. That's important to press that button.
I love what I do. I promise I should get paid for it so if we can write blogs out. But I love what I do. Don't get into it. I love what I do. Oh, where will I go? Colin, you are on the line.
All power to the people.
All power to the people, champ.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, how you doing? How you enjoying the show, bro?
I'm enjoying it, brother. You're a very good spokesman, brother, for the party. And I appreciate and respect you, man, for all that you do.
To the man, Mark,
this is the second one. You know, it was enlightening to see all the brothers and sisters coming together, but what happens afterwards? That's what I want to know. What are they going to do? You know, I wasn't there. I don't know if they spoke on the black and black violence against each other, violence against children and women. I mean, that should have been addressed as well, not just police brutality, but we're killing each other as well. So, you know, I mean, I'm watching posts and checking them out, showing that they had the Crips and Bloods come together. But that was for that day. Unity for us that come together for that day. I don't know how many people was there, but if it was 1 million people there, what are they going to do after the march? Are the organizations going to unify? Are the people going to unify and come together for a common cause? Or are we going to go back to the same thing that we've been doing? Is just ignoring each other and ignoring the real issues that concern black, brown, and poor people in general. So that was my question that I'm asking people that was there is, well, what happens next? It said justice or else. Well, what is the or else? I don't know if that was explained without or else means. You know, it would have been good if he outlined what he meant by that, what we're going to do. And I haven't read anything about what else meant. And that's the big issue. It's good that, you know, it was a beautiful thing to see us all come together without any drama, without any fighting, backfighting and all that. But what else is going to happen? People are just going to go with left that and just leave it the way it is now? Then what was the real purpose of that? Who did it serve? Did it serve an ego or did it serve the issue? That's the question. We should be addressing. We got a lot of issues, man, in our community as black people. Domestic violence. Black and black violence, violence against children, you know, mass incarceration, miseducation, where all these things are addressed. If not, why? And if it did, was there an outline of what we're going to do next? That's what I want to know. That's what I like to hear from people. What is the next goal? You know, nobody seems to have that answer. So, what was the purpose of having it? You know, like I said, was it to fulfill somebody's ego or to accomplish a goal? That's a question that nobody seems to have an answer to. So I know that what we as the Black Panthers for Justice are trying to do, and it's not just dealing with the black issues, dealing with issues dealing with humanity, all oppressed people. I understand that we have to get ourselves together as a people, but along the way, we have to unify in solidarity with other people to solve this problem, to solve the problems that we have, mass incarceration, miseducation, murders of our people, you know, by our people, you know. It was a beautiful thing. I think it was a beautiful thing to see all the people coming together. But the question is, what's next? Anybody on this line knows what's next? Please inform me. Please inform my national spokesman. Because we have that question. You know, that's why I love you, brother, because you'll ask a question that other people are afraid to ask. You know what the goal of the Black Panthers for Justice is about. You know, as you know, you had spoke to our deputy chairman in Brazil. You had a nice conversation. We know what they're trying to do, Brazil. We know what they're trying to do in Spain, what we're trying to do here. So we have a goal and a mission. So everybody, man, jumps on this bandwagon, then we're going to just be lost in the sauce, just like the first one and the second one. Because after the first one, what was accomplished? Nothing to me. So we had a second one. What's going to be accomplished?
Appreciate you, Jim.
You know, that's a question, man, that somebody please answer that question, because I'd like to know. Because if it's something positive for our people, to help our people, I'd like to get on board. But if it's not, then we have to start educating our people and getting them to understand is that we just need to do more than just rally. There's a lot of work that we have to do out there. We have to patrol the streets, our communities. Educate our kids at the school, make tutoring, anger management with our children because they're very angry. And then one thing that nobody seems to really want to address is why are our kids so violent? Well, to me, it's the music and what's on TV. We should start rallying the censor of some of this stuff. Make the entertainers accountable for what they're singing. All that bitches and hoes and shooting and all that, that's not what our children need to be listening to. And the funny thing, a kid can hear a song today, sing it tomorrow, but read a book for a week and don't know what the book is about. That's a problem. If the music has got influenced them that much to where they can recite the song after hearing it one day, that's the problem. Our kids are being brainwashed. And we get our kids because that's our future. We as parents, grandparents, adults, we have to take the time to re-educate our children of who we are as a people, where we came from. We was kings and queens, not bitches and hoes and niggas. That's the rhetoric today. We have to change that. I grew up, man, where it was love and unity and respect for one another. A man for a woman, woman for a man. There's no respect now. Women don't even respect themselves. Out there 12 years old, man, doing more things, man, than a grown woman does. That's the problem. So until we address these issues, we're always going to have this a problem. And thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
And for my callers, the callers on. I love y'all. You know, let's build a strong black nation. Let's build a nation, man, solidarity of other organizations that think like us. Other countries make this international. That's what we're trying to do. Solve the problem, man, an international problem. The situation with Malcolm. Malcolm, you got to remember the history. He wasn't allowed to speak because he said about the assassination of Kennedy. So he went to Malcolm. While he was there, he seen white people, man, that was Muslim, Mexicans, all nationalities. So he had an enlightenment. But what made him more dangerous is he was trying to bring human rights charges against the United States at the United Nations. They didn't want that. So a combination of, he idolized Elijah Muhammad. Loved the man. Looked at him as like a father. But when he saw what he was doing, he was hurt. Was shattered. Because the man that he looked up to wasn't the man he thought he was. So he took time to think. He needed to get away and think, rethink things. When he came back, then he said, we can work with whites, but they can't join, but they can help us. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because it's going to take more than one race to solve the problem we have in the United States and abroad. All power to the people.
All power to the people, Jim. And that is our great chairman, Brother Ishmael Shabazz. I love the Council for Justice, you know, just as much because when they made this folks, and they knew what they were getting, they knew my views on everything. They said, no, this is your show. We're not going to stop you. We want you to speak what you feel. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So I'm going to keep going. Caller, you are on the line. Caller, you are on the line. We're dropping off, but nevertheless, I love what I do, and I'm always like to say that. I really love what I do, and I love my people, and I love the people that call in and support. It's really great to be acknowledged for something that you feel in your soul and in your heart. It's an honor. That's all I want to say. But I'm going to keep going to the call, but it's just a great honor. Carla, you are on the line.
My brother. How's it going?
How's it going, man?
I'm doing good. I want to say, you know, I hope everybody having a blessed night. And it's been a great show so far. You know, I love the words that everybody's been saying. And that is a great question that the chairman, you know, presented. What's next? It's a great question that you presented because we really have to think about what's next all right, for me personally, I looked at, you know, the Million Man March, and I looked at it to see what was it about, and me and you, we talked about it, you know, we had to talk about Minister Farrakhan, with him being a minister, meaning that a minister job is to preach. I mean, and just like a church service, they did take up a $20 donation. never said what the donation was going to go towards. Mm-hmm. Never said what it was going to be for. They never presented any programs, you know, for the people. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did present his wonderful women of the Nation of Islam. So to me, I looked at it as a marketing tool. I mean, he had the platform because it was on C-SPAN, which is also owned by who?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which people are talking about boycotting BET for not showing it. Why would BET show that? When BET have on the hip hop, the BET Awards to worry about. I mean, so of course they're not going to show that. You know, that's even when it ties back to Malcolm, what you were saying, Brother Malcolm, speak the truth hurts. When you speak the whole truth, it shakes, you know, it made things happen. It made the enemy tremble. Because you're opening the eyes of the people to something that's new. And you look at the way that he talked about, you know, how they dealt with a traitor. And like you said, the word we, you know, words are very powerful. You know, the way that you use the word is very powerful. And the term we, you know, is involvement, meaning including self, which is exactly what you said. If you're really a true speaker on the, and you had that platform, you know, like Brother Malcolm, he would be in front of the TV. He would have that platform and he would use that platform. You know, you have Minister Farrakhan, you know, he uses his platform. But his same platform isn't bringing about change within the actual black community. It's bringing about change in the Nation of Islam.
Mm.
It's bringing about change in the hip-hop community. I mean, you know, they're able to have sit-downs with them and meet with them whenever they want to. Why? Because money talks. I mean, how much money did they have to, how much money did the black community have to raise to get Farrakhan there? Not only that, you have the ghettos right outside of D.C., right outside of the areas that they were at, and you have all of these people, our people, in this one place on this one day on a Saturday where they know 9 times out of 10 most people had the day off. I mean, if you're really about throwing the glitch in the system, why not have it on the day where most people work? That'll really show you whose heart is into it. I mean, because it's easy to go to something when you don't have anything planned. But what about you really taking the day off for a cause? What about, you know, after the Million Man March, what did they do after that? Did they just all hop back on the bus and go to their destinations, or did they actually go out into the communities and try to make a change? Did they actually, you know, go around those corners and see those homeless people and actually, you know, feed and talk to them? What programs did they set up? I mean, granted, the people that went, they got a good service. You know, they got a good sermon. And majority of them, you know, because there was a lot of Christians out there, they went to their church on Sunday and got the same type of sermon. I mean, so words, yeah, words are very powerful, but what are words without actions? You know, what's next? We can come up, we can devise a lot of plans amongst us because as we see, we don't have the help from them. We can't call on Oprah. We can't call on Floyd Mayweather. We can't call on Tyler Perry. We don't... We have to depend on ourselves to be the leaders. It's accountability, personal accountability. You know, if you really about it, your spirit man will tell you. You have it. It's something different about knowing about loving your people. It's a different type of love. It's one where you want to see not only yourself prosper, but everybody around you prosper.
True.
I mean, and like honestly, for me, I would say the best thing we can do, what's next, is as an organization actually start coming together. I mean, that'll really show where people's heart is at. You know, actually take that time out and set a plan, set a date to come together on one accord and start hitting these cities. Start setting up programs to hit the youth.
That's true, bro. You know, and that's the thing, you know, because, you know, so many people get caught up and say, oh, you bashing and what you're doing. You know, I'm an everyday brother who doesn't have money. So it's not that I'm jealous. It's not that I'm bitter. It's not that I'm angry. But I'm mad at the ones that have that money and just talk about it. You know,
okay,
you know, also, if you have a program, you know, and he did mention, you know, taking the educational system back. But there's Brother Umar who's asking for $5 million to start a school. You know, why not say, you know, we're gonna put this brother on the teach. You know, set our people up to win and not just set our people up to listen. So it's everybody thinks I come from a hating standpoint. Or I'm a villain. Or what are you doing about the cause? Or you're talking about our messenger? No, I'm just giving the message that I feel in my soul. I can't downplay my strength Well, you can't downplay your strength because somebody else.
You're right. And not only that, you know, with the difference between Minister Farrakhan and Dr. Umar is Minister Farrakhan, he's the leader of a religion. So, like I said, he used that platform as a marketing tool to see if he can get 10,000 more soldiers for his army. Because you know how they operate. They operate within them. Like, I've never met, you know, anybody that has any ties with the Nation of Islam in Florida. So it makes me think, you know, if you're really a leader, then you should have sprinkles in every, you should be heard. You should at least, you know, come across somebody somewhere.
I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, my brother. And I appreciate everybody for listening. You know, I just want to thank God for everybody. Thank God for life itself, because there's plenty of people that, you know, that's going through so much and don't have peace of mind, don't have peace of heart. You know, don't take what we're given as for granted, because it's a gift. You know, what we have, the knowledge that we have, is a gift, and it's our jobs to shine that light to the world. You know, it's our jobs to take this serious. It's our jobs to save these souls, because these people are lost. Our people are lost. I mean, and if you really love your people, you'll like, it should almost break you down to know that you have our people out here getting bamboozled by our very own people. That our people out here getting killed by our own people. That every leader that we so-called have stand up is actually speak the truth, gets murdered by our own people.
Really? You say it too, my guy.
I appreciate you, my brother. Indeed, my brother.
To my boy, Jack. See, that's why I like that, man. It ain't always a bunch of everybody agrees, because I'm looking for a difference of opinion, but the people that have, you know, come to me, not saying follow, because I'm nobody to follow, but the people that have, you know, come just to listen to my show, you know, this brother could be somewhere else at 9:30 on the Tuesday or 9:20 on the Tuesday. But the fact that he tunes in along with my boy Eddie Belafonte, along with my Jamie Pisces, you know, the people that, you know, reoccur and come time and time just to give their messages. Because Jamie Pisces is a bad speaker herself. You know, so it's about developing these voices. It's not about tearing down one, but it's about exposing. And I'm challenging everybody that's listening to go back and listen to some of those ending messages of Malcolm, and you'll see where I'm coming from. And if you don't understand it, you're looking through Hero's eyes. But I'm going to keep it rolling. Caller, you are on the line.
How you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Just optimistic.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, my brother?
What's happening?
I just want to, you know, comment on some things. First of all, I'd like to say, you know, congratulations on your show, man. And, man, it's when you speak, so wonderful to hear that. Because we don't have, like, many of our people that does the things that you do. So I will first off like to salute you for this, my brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Second of all, I just have, you know, a couple of things to say about the topics that you were trending about tonight. Man, I totally agree with everything that you're saying. As far as the Malcolm X situation, as far as Farrakhan's situation, and what that brother was talking about also. To me, myself, I feel as is a lot of the things that Farrakhan does is a publicity stunt, to me. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. And a lot of things that man does is a publicity stunt. Of course, he can hang around all the rappers and all the celebrities and all the people because it's a publicity stunt. You get what I'm saying? Like, and another thing is, our people, we do not come together until it is a white, another color, or another person of another color kills one of our own people. Now, as far as if it's to be the same race killing us, oh, it's okay. Or he shouldn't have did that, or that's messed up. But when a white man or another race kill us, that's when we want to get everybody involved and do all this. We should have been doing this. We should have been a dominant race. We supposed to have been came together as one. But everybody wants to be, everybody just, it just really makes me sick that our own people are not dominant. We're supposed to be the number one dominant race in the United States of America, in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
It really irks me. And another thing, these rappers, so-called rappers, rap about all these things that's irrelevant. You have our new generation, our youngest generation coming up. You know what I'm saying? Idolizing these rappers, and they're not talking about nothing. They're not talking about Black Lives Matter. Most of them are not talking about the killing of Sandra Bland and the killing of, you know what I'm saying, Trayvon Martin and all these people. They're not talking about that. They're talking about lean and talking about having sex with this person and trapping and selling dope. That's irrelevant to the topic that's going on today. That's why the white man and the other people laugh at us, because we are not on top of our stuff, brother.
That's right, man. That's
you know, I can vamp all day on that, but, you know, that just totally irked me. You know what I'm saying? And if we don't get it together, I'm going to be lost.
Right up, my brother. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir, man. I totally appreciate you, man. And, like I said, we got to get it together, brother. And I know, so I salute you. I salute you, brother, for everything that you got going on, brother. And may God bless you in your movement, because I'm totally a part of that.
Respect. Shout out to my boy, Optimistic. And I just spoke about him in the beginning of the show, and he called in. That brother right there is a great artist. And he, like you said, he's not talking about lean and I'm serving this. No, substance. And see, we got to stop talking about you hating. Oh, you hating, and that's the way of the time. It's the way of the time because we continue to make it the way of the time. It's the way of the time because we're going with the flow. Only dead fish go with the flow. Stop floating and swim, damn it. You know, so shout out to that brother for calling in. And, you know, just people that say, I respect what you do. A lot of people don't like what I say, and they say, please just be quiet. No, I can't, because it is my duty, damn it. So I must speak on these things. I must. Because if we can okay a brother saying a man deserves death, a man that taught him. And he said, he also said, friends don't betray friends. You know, so check that out. You know, check if you can, check it out and just listen with your own ear. Take that march out and listen with your own ear. And see that we hear any solutions of, like my boy Jay said, did anybody go feed the homeless? Did anybody say gather some kids up and, you know, let's counsel these kids that's from broken homes? Or did he say, we're going to talk about what's next because we're only getting started and I got plenty more hair grease to put on this part. So start me out with the Save Yourself. Save ourselves. I'm beginning. I'm starting. I'm not even a year into what I'm doing with my Pampers for Justice. So, you know, I'm not an empty wagon making noise, because in the future you will see what I'm putting together. But it irks me, like my boy just said, irks me that we have people that speak in a kind of way. And then we say, oh, that's the pain. We so quick to dismiss something. We so quick to okay and say, well, you know, it did that, you know, well, we can't talk about our brother. Why? He talked about that brother like a dog, and dead people can't defend themselves. So I take that very offensive. I take if somebody slandering Huey Newton's name, a brother that stood in the community. He didn't have no entourage. Fred Hampton didn't have no entourage. They led by example with food programs. With a lot of these programs that the government has taken over and you reap benefits from it. So it's just, we have to understand who's doing and who's just saying. And I'm just saying. And a lot of times they say, don't kill the messenger. But a lot of times the messenger ends up with a bullet in his head or something. But I can't let that scare me as a man. Say, I can't speak on this. I can't say that he's misleading because, like my boy said, he's talking about an organization. So what that make me look like as a spokesman of the Panthers for Justice, and I say, I can't feed you unless you join the Panthers. That's not the people. That's your people. That's your people. Now, he may have talked about everybody, but in order to get on that boat, you got to join that organization, and everything ain't for everybody. Everybody may not want to be a Panther. Does that mean I deny them my help? I don't agree with a lot of Christianity. I don't agree with Christianity, period. But that wouldn't stop me from helping out a person that has Christian beliefs. He has beliefs. You know, so it's just, you know, that's one of the things that kind of like get me. You know, we talk about the white man, so we give the white man so much credit. And, you know, one thing we have learned and we picked up, we've adapted the white man's traits. We've adapted his anger. We've adapted his hate. We learned how to do a whole lot of hate. We just as bitter and just as angry as the so-called white man. So angry, we forgot how to fight. We weren't built to hate. We were loving people, and they stole that. They turned you into them. It's like I always make that analogy with the Matrix. As soon as they catch you, what those agents do? Turn you into one of them. And that's what we are. We can't out-hate these people. And I'm not saying saying kumbaya and hold hands, but damn it, we got to stop denying people, and we got to learn the character of a person, not the color of their skin, the character. If it was a black person that ain't about nothing, get away from me. If it was a white person that's not about nothing, get away from me. Asian, Latino, however you want to go and break this thing down. But it's up to us. Don't let that damn march fool you. Don't let, oh, I love Brother Malcolm so. He's so manipulative with his old shiny ass. I love Brother Malcolm so. He was the best man I know. No, you wasn't. You're glad he got the way because you got to inherit the throne. Just like that little mouth Jesse Jackson. Come on now. Tell me I'm lying. Call in and debate. He ain't going to win, but nice try. So until Tuesday, no Thursday. He got me discombobulated talking about Tuesday. What did he just say? What you said nothing told me, you're already Tuesday. Until Thursday, guess what? I'm out. I'm going to let MJ take you out. Because they don't care about us. And when will we learn?
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.